So we're doing our class on Binyan HaBayit, and today we had a special class. We began the class by asking four questions. And to our listeners, I ask that you do it the way we did it in the class. You listen to the first question and stop listening, and place the class on pause, and then answer it in writing. And then listen to the second question, and then pause this class and answer it. And the same for the third, and the same for the fourth. So the first question we asked was, define happiness. And we said that the word happiness over here we mean is simcha. Please define that. And everyone wrote an answer to that. The second question we asked was, what do you want to get out of marriage? What do you expect to get out of marriage? The third question was, what do you expect to invest in marriage? And the last question, what are you looking for in a wife? I said I would read the answers that everyone wrote to the first three, and to the fourth. What are you going to
read? Fourth.
We have time. We also have to hear the thing about what
we spend 24/7.
Okay, so we can leave it out. I don't think it's so important. So we said. Okay. We said we want to define happiness. First answer we got. Gotta stick it in somewhere that I don't know where it is. I don't want to know. For your sakes, I don't want to know. Okay, we're holding by define happiness. The first answer we got was... Just a second, please.
Hey, we need you to know where it is.
Happiness equals understanding of a good, satisfying connection with your inner being, including other people and Hashem. Again, happiness equals understanding of a good, satisfying connection with your inner being, including the good connection, other people, and Hashem. Next one. Happiness, understanding the role or the path Hashem has set forth for us, on the earth, and then achieving or coming close to His intent for us. I'm amazed. I'm going to have to do this all the time. Okay. Happiness is surety over a long period of time with a few unexpected surprises. Happiness is your life together as one unit, not two individuals. Union together. Happiness is birth of your children. Happiness is in all that is mundane. The smile, the laugh, the cry, etc. Happiness is all that is joyous, the bar bat mitzvah, the engagement, the wedding, chagim, Shabbat. Happiness is beginning of the day and end of the day, night. This is one definition. Happiness, open the door and see a smile which greets me. See that I have a positive effect on other people. Happiness, the answer could be similar to question answer on the question, who is a evil person? Who is a rich person, sorry. So that our sages said, he who is satisfied with his lot. Also, the stage where one could feel a connection with Hashem and connection with people who surround him. I'm going to read that again. I didn't follow that. Happiness the answer could be similar to the answer on the question, who is a rich person? He who is satisfied with his lot. Also, the stage where one could feel a connection with Hashem and connection with people who surround him. Happiness is living... This is my paper. I stuck it in so that no one could know the order. Happiness is living in Jerusalem, studying at Machon Meir, learning Torah, Mishnah, Midrashim, and esoteric pieces of literature. Happiness is the Shema lived out in one's life. It is loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and resources. Happiness, if you want to know, look it up in the dictionary. But my guess is that true happiness comes from Hashem and gratitude of doing Hashem's will. That's what I think. Happiness is the feeling of closeness to Hashem and knowing that you're doing His will and enjoying it. I want to reread that because there was a lot said in a few sentences here. Happiness is the feeling of closeness to Hashem and knowing that you're doing His will. I think that's a very smart point. I don't know who made it, but I think it's a very smart point. Because sometimes a person could do it and he's not sure if he's doing it. Happiness is feeling close and knowing you're doing His will and enjoying it. Define happiness. If I succeed to make her happy in all the different areas of marriage. And now someone expanded. I expand because I used the same word for the definition. That she feels appreciated from me in all aspects. Okay. Now, the same person who wrote that happiness is understanding a good, satisfying connection with your inner being, including the good connection other people and Hashem, wrote what to expect out of marriage, teamwork, to do tikkun olam, including making each other stronger. The same person who wrote that understanding the role or the path Hashem set forth for us on the earth, then achieving it or coming close to His intent for us, wrote expectations for marriage, A, to grow beyond my limits as an individual, to bring forth children, to understand sacrifice. Wow. Not sure what that person meant. The person who wrote that if I succeed in making her happy, and then added, I expand the realm, that she feels appreciated from me in all aspects, wrote, he expects from marriage that she makes me happy. Remember that one. That, I think, is the one that sums up what everyone meant to say and what we are going to go against in our class tonight. What we're going to go for it and against it. What do I expect from marriage? That she makes me happy. We said, what is his definition for happiness? That he feels, that she feels appreciated for me in all aspects. And what I expect from marriage is that she makes me happy. I assumed everyone would have written that. Happiness is the feeling of closeness to Hashem and knowing that you're doing His will and enjoying it. What do you expect from marriage? I expect to get from my marriage a caring, loving, understanding wife that will be my perfect match, who will want the same thing as me, a lot of kids that I keep studying full time, etc. Happiness is living in Jerusalem, studying at Machon Meir, learning Torah, Mishnah, Midrashim, esoteric pieces of literature. The Shema lived out in one's life, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and resources. If you want to know, look it up in the dictionary. But my guess is that true happiness comes from Hashem in gratitude of doing Hashem's will. That's what I think. What do I expect out of marriage? I can't answer this question in detail. I briefly answer, however, all I would want in a marriage is a marriage that Hashem has modeled through the Torah. Thus, a marriage that pleases Hashem, like a sweet smelling aroma of a sacrifice in the altar. You might be thinking that does not make sense, but that's okay. It makes sense to me. That's true. It is okay. Doesn't it make sense to anyone else? Happiness. The answer could be similar to the answer on the question, who is the rich person? He who is satisfied with his lot. Also, stage where one could feel connection with Hashem and connection with people who surround him. What would you want to get out of marriage? Be for another person. Have mate who will help me reach goals. My life. And be a person who will help her reach her, I assume it's her goals, and ours. Maybe I'll read all till the bottom, the last one also. What do you expect to invest? Time, involve, honesty. And what kind of wife? I don't think it's right to read. What kind of wife you're looking for?
Why not?
Because I don't think people will feel bold enough to tell me that they're uncomfortable with my reading it. There might be people who don't feel comfortable, and I said I wouldn't read it, so it's not fair to read it now. Happiness is open the door and see a smile which greets me. See that I have a positive effect on the other person. What person? What do you expect from a marriage? To have a person which makes me whole in every age. What do you expect? Invest myself. Not more or less. That's a very deep answer. Okay. Define happiness. Happiness is your life together as one unit, not two individuals, union together. Birth of children. All that is mundane. The smile, the laugh, the cry, etc. All that is joyous. Bar, bat, mitzvah, engagement, wedding, chagim, Shabbat. The beginning of the day and the end of the day and night. What do you want out of marriage? To have a partner in life. Two people as one unit are better than one individual soulmate. To have someone to express happiness with, share. What do you expect to invest? Everything, heart, soul, resources. This we read. This one. The same guy who wrote the Shema lived out in one's life, he expects to get out of marriage that without detail, what he wants is a marriage that Hashem has modeled through the Torah. Marriage that pleases Hashem like sweet smelling aroma of a sacrifice on the altar. What do you expect to put into marriage? The Mishnah teaches me to honor the wife, provide a bed for her, a pillow, daily food, clothes, etc. Life needs. The marriage should bring forth at least two children, thus fulfilling the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiply. Another aspect I should bring to the marriage should be Torah, righteousness, and leadership. Above all, ahava, love is the highest priority to bring to the house. Happiness is the film closeness to Hashem, knowing that you are doing His will and enjoying it. I expect to get from marriage a caring, loving, understanding wife that will be my perfect match, who will want the same thing as me, a lot of kids that I keep studying full-time, etc. I expect to invest all my energy and effort to give my wife and kids everything they need and want, spiritually and materially, including love, understanding, etc., house, cars, etc. I want to save this one we need for the class, and this one we need for the class. We said, what do you expect to invest? Everything I have to. That's the same person who says, define happiness to make her that she feels appreciated, that she makes me happy. That's what he wants from marriage. He expects to invest everything. I think we finished. Did we finish? No. The person who says that he wants from marriage to grow beyond limits as an individual, to bring forth children, to understand sacrifice, said he wants to put into marriage everything that I am now. When I put these things that I am into the marriage, I try to accentuate the positive, right? Makes sense, right? Downplay or limit the negative aspects of who I am today. That's brilliant. Most people don't realize that. Wow. The person who says that happiness is understanding a good, satisfying connection with your inner being wrote expectations of marriage, teamwork to do tikkun olam, including making each other stronger. What to invest in marriage? Time. Taking each other seriously, listening to needs, sharing, which should reflect peace, and being strong to have time for other persons. and for the children. Oh, I never read this. Happiness is surety over a long period of time with a few unexpected surprises thrown in. I want to be with someone who moves me to better, who appreciates me, and an experience that lives up to my waiting expectations of simcha. How many people included this in their definition? That they expect simcha out of marriage. I hope I will be able to invest a lot that is the range of my abilities. A real investment involving dynamic thought and action is key to a lasting relationship. And the last one is mine, so we finished everyone.
There's a lot of different types of simcha, yeah?
So let's begin.
There's now, a lot of different types of joy. There's the deep joy. There's the joy, the momentary joy of laughter. There's the
I didn't say joy, I said happiness. I purposely said simcha.
Okay.
I agree with you. A good cake is a joy. When your team wins the World Series, that's joy. But what is happiness?
Okay.